the flying machine? Who invented it?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new book, Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, wasn't it the Wright brothers who invented the first flying machine?
Well, I had the opportunity of visiting the Air and Space Museum in Dayton, Ohio last year. It was the 100th anniversary of the first manned flight. What a fantastic array of flying machines I saw. In fact, they had a replica of the Wright brothers' plane that began the whole airplane industry. This museum gives great honor to the men and women who designed and invented these machines. But you know, as I stood gazing at these great planes, marveling at man's ingenuity, it really hit me. The greatest honor and glory shouldn't go to the people like the Wright brothers, even though they were geniuses and Christians. It should go to the one who invented flying machines in the first place. Do you realize that the first flying things that were ever invented flew perfectly, with no need of any modification, and they flew the very first time? Confused? Well, you shouldn't be when you realize that the answer is found in the book of Genesis. The Creator God made the first flying things, birds, some mammals, and even some reptiles that could fly. What man has done is simply copy what the Creator had already invented. How much more should we give honor and glory to the original inventor, Christ the Creator?
One of the most asked questions we receive at the Answers Ministry is, if there's a God, why does He allow so much death and suffering in the world? Ken Ham tackles that question in a free booklet, available on our website, answersradio.com.